Matthew chapter 12, please. Verse 38. Certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seek after signs. The only sign would be given to it is the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, John 19, 28th verse. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel of vinegar, and they set a sponge with the vinegar and put upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now then, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. That is a high day. So it was a high Sabbath, which did not start on Friday. It started on Wednesday. So, Wednesday, 6 p.m., Thursday, 6 a.m., one night. Thursday, 6 a.m. to Thursday, 6 p.m., one day. Thursday, 6 p.m. to Friday, a.m., two nights. And you come right on down, 3 days, when they came, that daylight, Sunday, he was already risen. Now, what does that mean? Let's go to the book of Acts. Second chapter of the book of Acts. Now, you know what happened? He said, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the Comforter. In the classic Amplified, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Standby, power in the Spirit of the Living God. So they did. And it worked just exactly like Jesus said. He left and the Spirit of God fell on them all. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 14, Peter standing up with the 11, well, these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Now that's all in the book of Joel. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by the miracles and wonders and signs which he did by him in the midst of you all, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David spoke concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Whew. And made known to me all the ways of life. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed this what you see in now and here. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord shall sit on my right hand until I make my enemies my footstool. Now then, let's go back. Now, there were 3,000 people came to the Lord that day. It's recorded. That day. That's important. 3,000 people. Right out there in the streets. Now this declares that Jesus of Nazareth, your Lord and mine, spent 3 days and 3 nights in hell, suffering like no man has ever suffered before or will ever suffer since. He was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I heard him say this to me one time. Let me die. If you don't let me die in your own heart and mind, you never will quite live. My brother and sister, he went to hell for you and me, so we don't have to go. Praise God. Now, I'll remind you of this. If we have time, we might turn over there. But in the Hebrew Hall of Fame, Abraham offered up Isaac. Isaac was born when he was 100 years old. And God required of him to do that. So he got all of the fire and all that and told his servant, we're going up, and the lad now will be back. Amen. Well, we need to turn over there to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I could quote it to you, but it's better you put your eyes on it. Eleven 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac so your seed shall be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. And you know the rest of the story. I mean, he raised the knife. He fully intended to offer him as a sacrifice and watch God raise him up out of those ashes, because he's the father of many nations. Amen. And he only had an only begotten son. Right. He is in covenant with Almighty God through circumcision. Right. Now there's coming a day in that garden, and God knew it, when he said, if there is any way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And now his covenant partner was willing to offer up his only begotten son, which bound God by a covenant where there's no way he could back out of this thing. It cannot happen. Nobody has ever gone to hell and got out of it. I was praying and had been praying for quite some time. And the Lord asked me a question. He said, "What do you think was my greatest expression of power?" I said, "Well, the creation, of course." "Oh, no," he said, "that was easy." "Easy?" "No," he said, "I didn't have anybody against me." Now, when he said, "Kenneth, I had been saying, well, you know, he rested because he was finished." He said, "No, that's not right." He said, "I rested because I was tired. I spoke by faith, and in 24 hours at 186,000 miles a second, there were 16 billion miles of universe." He said, "I needed a rest." "So don't say that anymore." And he said, "And you need to rest." Well, I've been on faith projects at a time where, man, just get in there in the Word of God and just keep confessing it till it comes to pass. And then you just kind of go, it's finally come to pass. Well, that's what happened to him. Because he had had to flood this thing twice. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. Now, he received it, and the angel stopped him, and there was a ram caught in the thicket. So what was that? The ram was the sacrifice that saved the life of his only begotten son. Amen. Brother, can you see where the connections are? So, now then, the 11th verse, "In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespassing, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that were against us, which were contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." Now all of this begins to come alive. Now you remember in the book of Luke, Jesus was so burdened and had been slapped and whipped and beat until he was almost dead. And Simeon was carrying his cross. And right in the middle of that, I mean, he's only steps away from the cross, he stopped and ministered to the women. Amen. He's ministering right up to the moment. Amen. Never quit. Never quit. And one of the thieves on the cross he said, "Lord, remember me." He said, "This day you will be with me in paradise." Amen. But now, remember this. When you step out of the body into the spirit, this day, now he went into hell. Do you know where the bosom of Abraham was? The upper region of hell. And he just deposited him there in Abraham's bosom, and he went down into the guts of the thing. Oh, glory to God. Now, turn with me to the 22nd Psalm, and we want to read this from the Classic Amplified. And if you don't have yours yet, just listen, or they can put it up on the screen. You remember, one of the writers said, "It is finished." One of the other writers said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Which he said with a loud voice, and it had to be interpreted. Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you, this is a Psalm of David. Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you answer me not. And by night, I'm not silent and no rest, but you are holy. Oh, you that dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and leaned on, relied on you, and were confident, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered and trusted in and leaned on and confidently relied on you and were not ashamed and confounded or disappointed. But I'm a worm and no man. I am the scorn of men, despised by the people. And all who see me laugh at me and mock me and shoot out the lip. They shake the head saying, he trusted and rolled himself on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him. See that he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me hope and trust when I was on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from my very birth, from my mother's womb, and you've been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no help. Many foes like bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have hedged me in, and against me they open their mouths wide like ravening and roaring lion. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is softened with anguish and melted down within me. My strength is dried up like a fragment of clay pottery with thirst. My tongue clings to my jaws, and you have brought me into the dust of death. And with like a pack of dogs, they've encompassed me. A company of evildoers have encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. The evildoers gaze at me. They part my clothing among them and cast lots for my raiment, long my garment. Oh, but be not far from me, O Lord, O my help. Hasten to aid me. Deliver me from the sword, my dear life, my only one, from the power of the dog and the ancient agent of execution. Save me from the lion's mouth, for you have answered me kindly from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name among the brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I'll praise you. Well, there's a portal there. They're looking at it going on down here. How do you think David must have felt? He wrote that song. He saw it in the spirit, and now he has seen it happen. And you don't know whether you're being honored, or there's spiritual confusion going on, because hell is full of confusion. And if you don't like hypocrites here, you better stay out of hell, because it's full of them. Praise God. And praise God. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of nations bow down and worship before you, for the kingship and the kingdom of the Lord's, and he is ruler over the nations. All the mighty ones upon earth shall eat in thanksgiving and worship, and all they down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him, and they shall tell of the Lord in the next generation, and they shall come and declare his righteousness to a people yet born. He's done it. It is finished. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it's happening. They're witnesses. That's the reason the Apostle Paul wrote about the Hall of Fame of Faith. Now, we're not quite done yet. Now, I want to go to back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 14. For many, the servant of God became an object of horror. Many were astoned or astonished at him. His face, his whole appearance was marred more than any man's, and his form beyond that of the sons of men. The just were many as were astonished at him. So shall he startle and sprinkle many nations and kings, and shall their mouths because of him, shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told, they shall see, and that they have heard shall they consider. Who has believed and relied on him? He was despised and rejected. He was so bruised and slapped and spit upon, he didn't look like a man anymore. Amen. That's right. This grotesque looking bruised and bleeding face. And that crown of thorns jammed down on his head. He's bleeding from his head. He's bleeding across his back. He's bleeding out of his hands. He's bleeding through in his side. And by those stripes were he.
Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. But how do you make abundance a reality and a part of your everyday life? Learn how to access and release the same faith of Jesus Christ with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith in the Heart of a Believer, so you can see God's promises come alive in your life. You've been set free from the whole curse, which means Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, healer, and provider. Discover the spiritual strength that comes from not only hearing and speaking the word, but meditating on it so that your mind is transformed. Just like you took hold of salvation in Christ, you can use your faith like a tool that reaches out and takes hold of the goodness of God. Step out of confusion and into the faith-filled realm of being fully persuaded of God's promises. Turn loose the force of faith inside of you and live in the freedom and wholeness God has for you. Order your free copy of Faith in the Heart of a Believer, a CD series by Kenneth Copeland. As you release the powerhouse of faith in your heart, it will not only change your life, it will also change everything and everyone you encounter. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We take prayer seriously and pray about everything. Every point of contact with our partners is covered in prayer. KCM has a prayer department staffed with licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. We also have a prayer line that you can call when you need prayer. Let us come into agreement with you on the Word of God for your situation. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. And Brother Copeland has told us to stay on the victory side of life. Take the scriptures and make them final authority in your life, and by faith receive what God has promised you. KCM has prayer ministers in all their offices around the world. So go to kcm.org to contact the office nearest you. I want to say thank you to our partners for your prayers and generosity. Every year, Kenneth Copeland Ministries gives at least 10% of the offerings and sows it back into ministries around the world. This year alone, over $28 million has been sown directly into other ministries, and more than $10 million of that was dedicated to supporting Israel. Partners, thank you for being a vital part of this mission to preach the Word of God worldwide. Together with you, we're making a global impact, meeting needs, changing lives, and teaching people how to live in victory. To find out more, connect with us on kcm.org/connect. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what kcm.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At kcm.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, kcm.org meets you where you are.